This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Man, there's one of the things that I totally love to do, and that's sit down with an older person and just have a conversation, to hear the wisdom and the stories that they tell, the places that they've been and the things that they've seen and the wisdom that we can soak up from them. October the 1st, globally observed as International Day of the Older Persons, where a spotlight is placed on the important role of older persons in building our societies. The Western Cape Department of Social Development provides services for older people and has a statutory obligation to intervene when it receives reports of elder abuse, and that's so important. What a privilege to be able to speak today to the Western Cape Minister of Social Development, Jaco Lawn, to hear about these services, as well as an exciting event being hosted by the department that's coming out shortly and happening in the most rural of parts in the province. Jaco, great having you with me. How are you doing?
Brad, it is great being with you, and you really hit the nail on the head. I mean, some of the most amazing conversations I have is when you go and engage with the elderly and hear their life stories, and isn't it sad that when you're young and you really need to listen and take it in, you don't really appreciate all of those conversations? And when you get older and you have less time to have those conversations and pulls of wisdom, that's when you really need it. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that.
Having a look at some of the pictures and videos and the work that you've been doing in your department and the things you've been doing out in the community, one thing I've noticed, happy people in the community, happy to see local government doing what they need to do and what they're called to do, making a difference, and how well everybody's accepting of the work that you're doing. It seems like a really positive feedback that I see from the work that you're doing in the communities.
So when I joined, when the Premier asked me to join his cabinet last year, I said, I'd love to, but may I know which portfolio? And he said, social development. Mm. And Brad, I was taken aback. I said, what am I going to do? It is one of the most amazing departments. We are not the biggest department, but the work we do, and also in partnership with just over 1,000 NGOs that we fund to provide these services to the elderly, to victims of gender-based violence, to children, children that's in conflict with the law, trafficking in people, substance users. It's such a broad department, and the services we render, it covers so much. But it is amazing. We are truly blessed having so many angels here doing the work in the communities.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing, is you're not man alone heading out into the streets. You can only do so much. And yes, you're called to make some tough decisions, but it's the team, right?
Yeah, we are truly, truly blessed working with an amazing department, social development in the Western Cape, and then our NGO partners that we cannot do this job without them.
Yeah, so you can hear from what Jaco is saying, this heart is really the driving force behind this and the desire for change. Let's take it back to speaking about the elderly. Why important for us to observe an international day like this of respecting, caring for, and considering the elderly in our communities?
I mean, this all started when the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution in the 90s that there's a day that we need to draw attention, the public's attention, to the problems that face the elderly. Mm. In the Western Cape, we are actually classified as an elderly province, with 11% of our population that is in that category. And we joined the global community in celebrating International Day of Older Persons, highlighting the important role they played in building the society we lived in today, the sacrifices that those that came before us made for us to where we are today. We don't always acknowledge that. We are, it's such a rushed environment and world we're living in, and social media just speed things up. But we do need to celebrate them. But we also need to make sure that we look after the elderly. So many are living in very difficult circumstances. Yes. And this year's theme is Older Persons Driving Local and Global Actions, Our Aspirations, Our Well-being, and Our Rights. And this highlights the transformative role that older persons play in building resilient and equitable societies. And like you said at the beginning, they contribute knowledge and experience to so many facets of society, including the community resilience and human rights advocacy.
Yeah, I think this is so important. There's an old age home not too far from where we're sitting right now. And last year we took a trip through there. We wanted to go and spend some time encouraging, sharing some devotionals. And ach, jy weet net, lekker kuier saam met die ouer mense. And when we were there, you could see it. There was a collection of people who had visitors regularly, Jaco. And they were vibrant and happy, and they were so happy to talk. And then there were a number, and the matron there said to us, you can see these are some of the people who don't get regular visitors, and they're the ones who are less interactive, and they're almost saddened, and rightly so. So, you know, one thing, when I hear what you're doing, I think to myself, come on, we've got to get behind this and support this. And then we've got to take responsibility also for the elderly in our own families.
That's so true. That is so true. And I mean, I often do a call to action at the end where I say, how can people get involved? But one of the things that do not cost you a cent is reach out to any of these organizations and spend time with somebody. Go and play a board game with somebody. Just listen to their stories. Somebody just need a hug maybe. Once you've built that relationship, I think it might be awkward if you just walk up and start hugging people. But I mean, it's giving your time. If you don't have the financial means to often support, your time means so much.
Yeah, let's have a look at what the Western Cape Department of Social Development is actually doing to support the elderly.
So, I mean, we went through an incredibly difficult period. And one of the things we probably shouldn't use the word fighting, but we are actually fighting. We are now the third most populous province. But the portion of the money we get from the equitable shares, only the fifth highest. So that already is putting us on the back foot. And then we came through this global pandemic. South Africa is struggling economically. So that also puts pressure on us. So we went through a really difficult period as government, and that affected also the NGOs that we are supporting. Last year, luckily, we as a department got a good increase. Now, that is not filling up the gap yet, but we are working towards filling up the gap that was left and then start getting people on the front foot. What we are funding now is 254 million. That's up from a 231 million budget in the previous financial year. That goes to 112 residential facilities that's run by NGOs. It's also 25 independent and assisted living facility and 151 community-based service centers. These service centers then provide recreational activities, life skills, and in many cases meals to the older persons in the communities. The residents that the DSD fund in these facilities, they're all SASSA recipients. It is also a statutory obligation for the department when we receive any reports of elder abuse. The reported cases then gets referred to our DSD local offices that provide the assistance to those who require it. Services offered by the department to address cases of elder abuse include awareness programs, the provision of psychosocial support, and where necessary, temporary safe accommodation in our shelters. And then to supplement the services that we do through our local offices, we also subsidize NPOs like Age in Action, for the provision and training and information dissemination sessions on elder abuse, investigation of all reported elder abuse incidences, Dementia South Africa that provides awareness initiatives regarding dementia and Alzheimer's, Ikamvalabantu, it's a charitable trust for the provision of social work intervention services, and then NGO mother bodies such as RCFFIA, Badisa, and Child Welfare Services. They do amazing job in also making sure that they do extra fundraising to also supplement the funding that we give. And you cannot thank them enough for the amazing work that they are doing as well.
You mentioned the DSD and you mentioned SASSA when you started. Maybe we should just get that out of the way. I think a lot of people saying, oh, SASSA, and we know the challenges around that, and we see it in the news. It's not unknown to people. Are people coming to you as the DSD and saying, what's happening with SASSA, as if you were one and the same thing?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. As the Western Cape Department of Social Development, SASSA, they do not report to us. They report to the National Department of Social Development. And then you understand why people get confused, because they don't often differentiate between national, provincial, or local government.
Yeah.
The other thing, we also answer our phones. We answer our emails. So when people don't get an answer from National DSD, they contact us.
Ah.
So we have gone out of our way to try and build as good a working relationship with the Western Cape SASSA leadership, so that when we get queries flagged with us, we can refer it to them and we can get that feedback. We have had regular sessions with them. It is now overdue that we have another one with them, so that when there's the long queues, we say, come on, what's going on? Just give us the information. When there was the migration that happened, we were leading in communicating to the residents of the province on what's going on. So sometimes it's a frustration, But also because we have so many people reliant on SASSA, we're also willing to step into that space and give the answers and follow up with SASSA.
Yeah, thanks for that. If you just joined us, I'm chatting to the Western Cape Minister of Social Development, Jaco Lont. Jaco, we spoke earlier on more of casually around, you know, serve if you can in your local NGO or NPO, but how can we start to actively get involved and assist? Because we really want to make a difference. We can't just say, don't worry, government will sort it out. We need to take responsibility as citizens.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Now, we have so many NGOs that are struggling. But we need to make sure that we strengthen those that have a proven track record of delivering quality services. Also, those that make sure that the highest percentage sent in the rand actually reaches the clients.
Yes.
So that's the first prize. We, from the Western Cape Department of Social Development, fund 1,079 organizations. We spend 1.1 billion in transfer payment agreements. A bit tongue in cheek, we make sure that we pay our NGOs on time. In fact, we pay in advance so that they don't have to go out of pocket. Then we also go into three-year funding cycles. Other provinces, they don't spend the money, or NGOs don't get funded. So you need to have that surety, that job security for the men and women that work in these NGOs. But it's still not enough. So if anybody has the financial means to support the NGOs, please do so. Or you can give donations in kind. Sometimes people need adult diapers. In some of our child and youth care centers, young girls can't go to school because they need sanitary pads.
Yes.
Or somebody just need a television or a couch. So donation in kind help, but also, like I've said, is please, if you have the time, to invest that as well. That helps a lot. And you can, if you want to find out how to get involved, you can call our toll-free number. It's 0800-220-250. Or visit our department website. It's www.westerncape.gov.za/social-development. And we will then put you in contact if you don't know where to go. So whether you live in Merrillville or in Maritzburg or Kliprand or here in the Cape Metro area, wherever you want to get involved with, we can connect you to a compliant NGO, because we often have those that's not compliant anymore. So that's quite important.
Yeah, get that safe guidance. We're at the beginning of October, and shortly on the 4th, something special is happening in Tankwa. I think some people listening going, Tankwa, vast Tankwa. So maybe we should start with that.
So Tankwa is on the border between the Northern Cape and the Western Cape. And quite often those that have heard of Tankwa just heard of Africa Burn, and you get a whole different perspective of what's going on there. But every year, and this, I'm so excited, I put this in my diary 8 months ago already, every year government departments, NGOs, farmers, and the Paddlekraal Wind Farm host a family weekend for the people of Tankwa. It is an area, as I said, that borders the Western Cape and the Northern Cape. And on this day, we take all possible services to Tankwa. We're going to the Tankwa Padstal. The farmers and the stakeholders bring the people living in that vast Tankwa region together. The Witzenberg municipality, under the leadership of Mayor Trevor Abrams, the Cape Winelands district municipality, under Mayor Helena von Schlicht, they put some money in. And it's just going to be a fun day. We will bring various services to the people, social services through our DSD mobile office, health and dental services. We have SASSA there, Home Affairs there, Legal Aid, Department of Agriculture. It's just going to be a fun day. There will be entertainment, marketplace. And I'm quite excited seeing those kids. We're engaging with the fire brigade, and it is just going to be an amazing day. And it's those days that, even though it's far away, it just gives you that new energy to work for another week or for another month. Yeah. And people think we are taking services to them, but what we get out of the joy of a day like that just energizes us to push through till the end of the year.
So there's good things happening in Tankwa. That's on the 4th of October. So there's the 4th of October that people might want more info about. And then just in general, the work that you do, and people wanting to say, hey, registered, recognized NPOs, we really want to get plugged in there. How can they get all of your details?
So, like I said, you can call the toll-free number. You can also email my office. It's dsdminister@westerncape.gov.za. And then I've got a mobile WhatsApp number set up for the office.
Great.
So people can just WhatsApp also on 067-983-2609. That's 067-983-2609. And my team in the office, I'm not manning it, so they help me to make sure that we get a quick turnaround in feedback. And I say the first thing people need to decide, I want to get involved.
Yes.
If you're not sure how, just say, Yaku, I want to get involved. This is where I live. We'll ask, where does your passion lie? And wherever your passion lies, we'll connect you to an NGO in that area.
This is fantastic. What a pleasure to have connected with the Western Cape Minister of Social Development, Yaku Lawn. Thanks for the great work you're doing. I'm sure everyone is feeling the excitement for what's happening in Tankwa and stuff that might be happening right on their doorstep around also observing International Day of Older Persons. That's just behind us, but there's no reason why we can't keep on doing honoring the elderly in our communities. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, and to the listeners, have a fantastic day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.